Now time for the business news. And when the markets in Europe closed a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was up 7 points. The DAX and Euro were up 28 and 13 points respectively. In the US, trading comes to a close shortly and the Dow Jones is down 115 points, while the S&P 500 is down 11 points and the Nasdaq is down 27 points. And the Australian dollar is worth over 103 US cents this morning. It'll also buy you 64 British pence and 125 New Zealand cents. The US economy has beat expectations and added 171,000 new jobs in October. But the official Labor Department figures still showed that unemployment rates rose to 7.9%, up 0.1% from September. The unemployment rate edged up slightly because the number of people looking for jobs increased. This means that despite the jump in new jobs, US President Barack Obama is still heading into the presidential elections with the highest rate of unemployment seen since President Franklin Roosevelt sought re-election in 1936. Manufacturing in China has expanded for the first time in 3 months, a sign that the country is recovering from its slowest pace of growth in 3 years. The Purchasing Managers Index rose up to 50.2 in October, up from 49.8 in September.